Imagine you're a company looking to expand your reach. How do you even begin to pick the right partners? Or maybe you're on the other side, potential partner, looking for the best support, the best incentives out there. Well, today, we're cutting through the complexity of exactly that. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Our mission for you today is to explore Patton LLC's Global Channel Program Handbook, this pretty robust document. And this isn't just some dry manual. It's really a detailed blueprint for how companies can become, and maybe more importantly, maintain their status as a patent certified channel. Our goal is for you to walk away understanding this intricate world of channel partnerships, how they're structured, the kinds of incentives offered, and how these different types of partners really fit into this larger ecosystem, one that's designed for, well, mutual profitability and investment. And here's where it gets truly fascinating, I think. This handbook reveals that channel partnerships aren't just about hitting sales numbers.
They're about strategic alliances, they're about account protection, and really nicely tailored benefits for incredibly diverse business models. And I'm actually pretty excited to unpack this guide, especially since it lays out such clear guidelines, ground rules for an organized channel. It's a great window into the leadership perspective too. Folks like Bobby Patton, their COO, and Burt Patton, CRO, and their clear focus on building long-term investor relationships.
Exactly. And what's really illuminating in this document is how it presents a coherent strategy, not just like a list of rules. This deep dive will help you see not just what Patton's approach is, but critically, why they've structured it this way. It reveals the underlying patterns, the thinking that makes a channel program effective, hopefully for everyone involved.
Okay, so let's unpack this and dig into the foundational concepts. Patton's core strategy is, well, quite clever. They position themselves as a force multiplier for their regional direct certified channels. And these channels then align with indirect registered partners. That includes everyone from, say, second-tier resellers right down to the actual end users. The ultimate aim: maximize channel revenues, limit those tricky conflicts, reduce product overlaps, and make sure everyone gets the right incentives. It's about building, I guess, a finely tuned machine where every part plays its role effectively.
And that distinction you mentioned is crucial for understanding the whole system. Certified channels, those are the partners buying directly from Patton for resale. They're officially certified. They're the primary direct link.
Got it.
Then you have the register partners. These could be end users, resellers, carriers who are registered with Patton, but, and this is key, they purchase products from those certified channels. They get assigned to a specific channel for account protection and referral. That's a big part of limiting conflict, you know. It's also worth noting that unregistered resellers, they're typically serviced by certified channels and often, transition into registered partners themselves down the line.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Looking at the guide's table of contents, it's incredibly comprehensive. I mean, from section one, the introduction, all the way through section 12, which details the next steps. It just signals how thoroughly they've thought through every single aspect of their program.
No stone unturned, it seems.
Pretty much. And speaking of thoroughness, let's dive into section two, brands and portfolios. What really stands out here is that each Patton brand isn't just like a product line. It's a unique collection tailored to address specific market targets. It shows a real understanding of diverse customer needs.
Very targeted.
Yeah, and the breadth is impressive. You've got products like SmartNode voice gateways. Those integrate traditional phone systems with modern IP comms, bridging the old and new. Then there are Tone Commander Secure SIP phones, trusted government-certified endpoints for really secure areas. They even offer CopperLink Ethernet extension solutions, which cleverly repurpose existing copper wiring for high-speed data. Brilliant. And what's strategic about this brand-based tiered pricing is that it allows all channels to access the entire portfolio, but it still gives a competitive edge to channels that specialize. It rewards that focused expertise.
Which makes sense. You want to incentivize specialization.
Exactly. Now let's transition to section three, program at a glance. This section is, well, it's a fantastic snapshot of how Patton's channel program is designed to fit all these different partner needs. Whether your company focuses on broad distribution, or maybe prime contracting, subcontracting, systems integration, or you're a value-added reseller of VAR, or even running an e-commerce platform, they've clearly got a structured place for you.
Yeah, that program at a glance table offers some really immediate insights into their strategy. It quickly compares the different channel types based on critical factors like sales restrictions, you know, end users have them, integrators don't.
Right.
It also lays out the tier one, tier two, tier three pricing structures and eligibility for those development funds up to 4%, which is quite significant. You also see stock rotation eligibility, yes or no, and maybe most importantly for someone looking to partner, it clearly states the annual volume commitment. It's like a VAR needing $50,000 versus a distributor needing a contractual million. Huge difference. And even personnel requirements like needing certified technical or sales staff are outlined. It's a quick, transparent way for you, the potential partner, to assess where you might fit and what the expectations are.
It really is like a quick roadmap. And speaking of benefits, let's turn to section four, program benefits. It's important to stress, I think, that all certified patent channels get these. This isn't about tiered access to the basics. These are universal provisions designed to support every single part.
That's a good point. Universal baseline.
Yeah. We're talking about things like a certified channel database gives a global profile, tracks certifications, dashboard info from their CRM, accessible to all patent subsidiaries worldwide, which promotes collaborations and tracks inventory for stock rotation too. Then there's the patent partner portal and the crucial assigned territory manager, sort of your personal champion and go-to person within patent. They also offer robust pre-sales and post-sale support, which is huge, especially given patents, you know, unique and popular lifetime support on their products. Plus, partners get newsletters, network news, tons of product collateral, logos with guidelines, and the works.
And from a partner's perspective, these benefits, they translate directly into a stronger competitive position. It gives them a robust support system for growth. It's not just about getting products off a shelf. It's about getting the knowledge, the backing, the tools you need to actually succeed. That lifetime support, in particular, really speaks volumes about their commitment, doesn't it? Shows confidence.
It really does. That commitment shines through. Okay, moving on to section five. Certified channel type descriptions. This section clarifies the specific roles and expectations for each partner type, often including their annual purchase expectations.
Getting into the specifics.
Right. For instance, the VAR channels, they're considered kind of the entry level. Expected to promote products, annual purchase around $50,000. Then you have companion channels, often linked with technology or marketing partnerships, bundling solutions, maybe $100,000 a year expectation, direct response channels, those leveraging online shopping, print catalogs, direct mail. They also target around $50,000 annually. Systems integrator channels, they're the ones recommending products and services, usually with a strong technical sales force, often doing distribution functions too. And they're expected to sell over $250,000 annually.
Quite a jump there.
Yeah. And beyond that, we have the VAD, the value-added distributor. These are specialized distributors providing that high-level marketing, sales, technical support to their reseller base. Target revenue, $500,000 annually.
Okay.
And finally, the distributor category. These are the broadline logistics providers selling exclusively to resellers, and they require a contractual minimum purchase, often the $1 million mark we mentioned.
You know, these distinct channel types really illustrate Patton's tailored approach. They clearly recognize that different business models need different support mechanisms, different incentive structures to really thrive. It's definitely not one size fits all. It's more like a nuanced ecosystem designed to maximize each partner's unique strengths.
Exactly, a tailored fit. And underpinning all of that is Section 7, tiered pricing. Patton's global pricing policy has three tiers. It's based on the brand, the channel profile, market focus, and the specific channel type. It's designed to provide really clear, consistent pricing guidelines.
Okay, let's hear about the tiers.
So tier one pricing, that's reserved for true distributors, meaning they don't sell to end users. But what's kind of ingenious here is how a VAD can actually earn tier one plus 5% pricing if they achieve an earned specialization.
Ah, an extra incentive for the VADs.
Right. Tier two is for system integrator channels and direct response channels, buying directly from Patton. Interestingly, VAR partners can also earn Tier 2 pricing for certain product categories, again based on earning a specialization. Tier 2 also serves as an Ex-Works reference price, basically the price at Patton's factory for registered partners buying from a distributor or integrator.
Okay, so a reference point for them.
Yep. And finally, Tier 3 pricing. This is for VARs buying directly from Patton, and it's also that Ex-Works reference price for non-certified resellers who are purchasing from a distributor or integrator.
You know, this tiered structure, it feels like a masterclass in market segmentation through pricing. It provides that clear, transparent guideline and strategically positions partners competitively. It seems like it inherently minimizes channel conflict by defining those roles, while also pushing partners towards profitable specialization with better pricing. It's about incentivizing the right kind of growth.
That's a really powerful incentive structure, isn't it? Let's move on to something equally vital for partner success. Section 8, training programs. Patton offers both sales training and in-depth product and support training across their brands. The goal is pretty clear. Increase product knowledge and significantly improve a partner's ability to close business.
Essential stuff.
Absolutely. They offer various training types, webinars, seminars, sales trainings, and specific certifications like SmartNode 1K series certification. They also offer specialized training like Tone Commander sales certification that covers the secure SIP phones and those highly sensitive skip areas we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
There's CopperLink sales certification, FiberPlex sales certification, which gets into advanced topics like Tempest, compromising emanations, even secure unidirectional data diode fiber SFPs for cross-domain networking. For precision timing, there's Artel Quora PGP switch sales certification, focusing on that IEC 1588 protocol, crucial for synchronized networks.
Very specific, very technical.
Yeah, and plus, they offer online certification through the Patton Academy 24/7, on-demand, web-based technical curriculum. It's important to note, though, these certifications aren't just handed out. They require completing course days and passing tests or exams. They're rigorous.
Well, and they should be. These training programs represent a direct, significant investment in the partner's success. They ensure partners aren't just, you know, moving boxes, but are becoming true experts capable of delivering that deep technical and sales value. This mutual investment, it fosters a deeper commitment from both sides, really building competency in the field.
Well said. And speaking of specialization, Section 9 is all about product specializations. This is where certified channels can actually lower their purchase prices on specific products just by earning a specialization. It's a fantastic way to reward expertise and encourage partners to really hone their skills in a particular area.
So more incentives tied to expertise.
Exactly. For example, to earn a unified communications specialization, you need 5 active SmartNode sales certifications and 2 active online certifications. For a cybersecurity specialization, it's 2 active Tone Commander, SmartNode, or FiberPlex sales certifications. And for industrial networking, you'd need 4 active Raytel, CopperLink, or FiberPlex sales certifications.
This program really creates a strategic path, doesn't it? For partners to deepen their expertise and gain a significant competitive edge in specific markets. It cleverly aligns the partner's own desire for growth and better pricing with Patton's broader market goals. It benefits everyone by creating more highly specialized, more effective sellers.
That's a very smart way to structure things. Now let's talk money financial incentives, specifically Section 10, which covers development funds. That includes Market Development Funds, or MDF, and Channel Development Funds, CDF. The purpose here is pretty clear. Reward certain certified channels and give them funds for local marketing activities. These funds are earned by the channel, used under the direction of their regional manager.
Okay, so co-op marketing funds, essentially.
Pretty much. Eligibility is specific, though. Distribution, VAD, integrator, and direct response channels only. And if your agreement terminates, you forfeit any unused MDF. The amount varies. Certified distributors are eligible based on products bought directly, while integrators, companion channels, direct response partners can get up to 2% accrual on Patton products bought directly.
And what do you need to do to get it?
Good question. You need to submit a monthly point of sale, or POS, report by the 5th business day of the next month. All the customer details, product info, price, ship date, plus you need an approved MDF plan. The claim process dictates the funds are only for marketing Patton products, must be used within 6 months usually, and Patton can audit how they're used. Importantly, they're not paid on special priced orders, and they get deducted for returns.
Right, so accountability is built in. This really highlights the significance of MDF as a true co-investment. It allows partners to drive demand locally, tailored to their markets, while ensuring alignment with Patton's goals. Those meticulous reporting requirements, they're not just red tape. They actually ensure the co-investment is effective and strategic for both sides. It empowers partners to be proactive marketers, but with clear guardrails.
Well put. And finally, let's wrap up this look at the mechanics with Section 11, stock rotation. The core purpose here is simple. Incentivize certified channels to hold inventory. That's absolutely key for local product availability, quick customer fulfillment. It also lets Patton track that inventory for a lead referral, which is a huge win-win.
Inventory management support, essentially.
Exactly. Eligibility is limited, though. Certified distributor, VAD, or direct response channels only. To participate, you have to upload your inventory status to a Patton inventory tracking webpage at least monthly. As for the rotation conditions, it's a quarterly privilege. Each return request has to come with a new order of equal or greater value, keeps the sales flowing. The total value rotated can include 10% on the first $50,000 of the previous quarter's shipments, then 5% of subsequent shipments from that quarter.
So there's a calculation involved.
Right. And upon receipt of the rotated inventory, Patton issues a credit memo for the original purchase cost. But, and this is important, the channel assumes all the freight and insurance costs for the return. There are also ineligible items, customized stuff, orange or red end of life, status items, products sold over a year ago, open, damaged, out of revision, or already EOL products.
Sure, standard limitations. But stock rotation is a really smart de-risking mechanism for those eligible partners holding inventory. It fosters deeper commitment by mitigating some of that financial burden of carrying stock, and that, in turn, significantly improves local availability. That benefits the partner with faster fulfillment, and ultimately, the end customer gets products faster. It just builds a deeper level of trust and operational alignment.
So what does this all mean for you listening in? We've journeyed through Patton's Global Channel Program Handbook, and hopefully, you now have a much clearer understanding of its, well, comprehensive structure, the diverse channel types it accommodates, the tailored benefits, and the various financial incentives that really define what looks like a successful partnership program.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting the dots, what really stands out to me is this overarching theme of mutual investment and strategic alignment. It's clearly not just about transactions for Patton. It's about creating that genuine force multiplier effect in the market. The value of this kind of meticulously structured approach to partnerships is, well, pretty undeniable.
It really demonstrates a long-term view.
Absolutely. As for next steps, if this deep dive has sparked your interest, Section 12 of the guide itself suggests emailing sales@patton.com, contacting a sales representative. Or you can simply apply online to kick off their onboarding process.
You know, this brings up an interesting thought for you, our listener. Considering the meticulous detail we've just walked through in this channel program, what does it reveal about the fundamental trust and strategic alignment that are truly necessary for any successful long-term business partnership, beyond just the products, beyond the sales numbers?
That's a great thought to chew on, something to consider. Well, until our next deep dive, keep digging, keep learning, and stay curious.